Baseball is full of 100-year-old traditions. Just like baseball, Gelati Construction is full of 100-year-old traditions, too. Ones the company still lives by and practices today. Now it's time for the greatest games in Giants history. Brought to you by Gelati Construction Company.
Marty Lurie here with another great game in Giants franchise history. Chris Haft of MLB.com is on assignment today. So we're going to go back to July 2nd of 2002. It's the Giants in Colorado. That's at Coors Field, so you know what's ahead here. 30,838 there. It's a night game, and it's going to take close to 3 hours to play this one. Remember in 2002, the Giants end up a wild card team, 2.5 games behind Arizona. They end up beating Atlanta, beating St. Louis, and getting to the World Series against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. But here we are, July 2nd of 2002, Giants and the Rockies, and it's Ryan Jensen, a rookie on the mound, against a left-hander Denny Nagel, who is a big free agent acquisition for the Colorado Rockies. Well, this one, we'll give you the lineups before we get started here. David Bell, this is for the Giants, Rich Aurelia, Jeff Kent, Barry Bonds, Reggie Sanders, Benito Santiago, Damon Minor, Shinjo, and Ryan Jensen. On the Rockies side, it's Juan Pierre, Brett Butler, Walker, Helton Zeal, Hollinsworth, Uribe, Bennett, and Nagel. So it gets started like this, and this is really one of these crazy games in Giants franchise history, and of course it happened in Coors Field. First inning, David Bell flies out to right field. Rich Aurelia draws a walk. Jeff Kent gets a base hit, and Barry Bonds, as he always does, he gets a big hit, a double, to drive in a run to make it second and third. Reggie Sanders pops up to short. Now there's two out in second and third, and Benito Santiago is intentionally walked so Nagel can work against Damon Minor. Well, he gets a base hit. Now it's 2-0, and now it's still bases loaded, and now the barrage starts. Shinjo comes up, and he knocks one out of the park.
Games in Colorado can wear you out, especially a four-game series. Here's Shinjo.
Pull up! Hit low! This one is out of here! A grand salami!
A grand slam for him. It is now 6-0 Giants. Ryan Jensen gets a double, and David Bell hits a home run.
Here's David Bell.
Giants get 8 runs in the first inning. Aurelia still gets a base hit. Kent gets a walk, and they finally get the third out of the inning as Barry Bonds flies out to center field. The game continues, and it's back and forth, this kind of hitting for the San Francisco Giants. The Giants end up, after 7 innings, leading the game 16-3. Now, let me tell you why this game is important in Giants history. The Giants become the 16th team with as many as 3 separate players to hit multiple home runs in one game. And here it was Shinjo. We're going to talk about Damon Minor and Reggie Sanders as well as they hit 2 apiece. Giants are up 8-0 in the first, 16-3 after 7. And as I say, homers in this game, Shinjo, Damon Minor.
And the pitch on the way. There's a swing and there's a long drive to right. Down the line. If it's fair, it's gone. Home run! Damon Minor.
Reggie Sanders.
Here's the pitch to Sanders. Swinging a long one. High and deep to left. This one is way back. It is out of here. 3/4 of the way up.
There's 10 homers overall in the game and 9 for the San Francisco Giants. Shinjo with his 2 homers now has 7 on the year. Damon Minor has 8. And Reggie Sanders now has 10. So the big highlight of this one is 8 in the first inning for the Giants. It's an offensive barrage, and of course it's Coors Field, but you just don't see games like this very often, of course, with the 3 players with multi-home run games. When you look at the box score when it's all over, Shinjo, 5-for-6, 2 runs scored, 5 RBIs. Minor, 4-for-6, 4 runs, 5 RBIs. And Reggie Sanders, 2-for-6, 2 runs, 3 RBIs. In the game itself, there are 10 home runs being hit in Coors Field. The Giants hit 7 of them. They get 4 doubles, and they end up winning this game in a really a wild fashion, 18-5. The Giants get 18 runs, 23 hits. Don't commit an error. Colorado, 5 runs, 11 hits, and 1 error. And Ryan Jensen, as he should, he goes all the way, gives up three home runs in the game. Nine innings, 11 hits, five runs, the three homers. But he doesn't walk anybody, and he gives up five strikeouts. He takes five strikeouts there. He now runs his record to 8-6. For Denny Nagel, it's just the beginning of the end for this left-hander. Two innings, 10 hits, 10 runs, three homers, three walks and no strikeouts, and he goes to 4-6 on the year. Just to show you how baseball works and why we love the game and how you never know what's going to happen. The next game, Rockies and the Giants, Coors Field. The Rockies win it 14-4 as LeVon Hernandez gets knocked around pretty good. So that squares that series at one game apiece. But that was the story on July 2nd of 2002, which ended up to be a good year for the Giants. Obviously, they make it to the World Series. But this was one where they scored eight first-inning runs, and they kept going and finished with 23 hits. So that's a great game in Giants franchise history. 30,838 enjoyed it, and it was a night game, 2 hours and 56 minutes for all that action. But to sit back, and they liked the long ball. Baseball loves the home run. Well, they had it that night at Coors Field. 10 homers in the game. Shinjo with two, Minor with two, and Reggie Sanders with two, and the Giants become the 16th team with as many as three separate players to have multi-homer games in the same game. This is Marty Lurie. That's another great game in Giants franchise history.
Dating back to 1914, Gelati Construction started with a group of devoted employees working hard to build an enterprise. Over the last 100 years, the number of achievements and completed projects are too numerous to name, but several stand out as examples of the excellent teamwork, engineering expertise, quality of craftsmanship, and attention to detail that have become hallmarks of Gelati Construction Company. Gelati Construction Company, celebrating over 100 years of history and general engineering experience.